I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right, how about them Redskins? I mean, I thought this one wasn't supposed to happen. I thought that, the mighty, mighty Ravens were expected to prevail in this game, but they did not. Joining us on the line right now, Trevor Maddich, who is our WMAL Redskins analyst. You also see him on Comcast Sportsnet, a former Redskins elite long snapper. Hello, how you doing this morning, Trevor?
Good morning, Brian. I am still shocked, but happily so.
Well, yeah, I mean, I look. I always trust your judgment. Going in, you and just about everybody else thought that the Redskins would have their hands full with these Baltimore Ravens, but they did quite well.
Yeah, they did exceptionally well. It started ugly because the Ravens, on the first drive, diced up the Redskins' defense, marched right down the field, couldn't even force an incompletion, much less a punt, and Flacco led the Ravens to a touchdown on the opening drive. And I'm over there at Comcast Sportsnet watching the game and rolling my eyes thinking, okay, the Redskins will need 35 points to win this game. But that was the only touchdown that Baltimore managed. After that, the Redskins' defense clamped down, which is kind of weird because up until now they've been one of the worst defenses in the league.
What happened? What changed?
There were two things that happened. One is that both teams struggled to throw the ball deep because of the wind. The wind was gusting up to 30, 31 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And so it was hard to throw the ball deep. And so both defenses came up to the line of scrimmage to clog things up. But the other thing was the Redskins solved one of their biggest problems, which was tackling. They had missed so many tackles in the four games previous. And in this game, after that first drive, when they got to a ball carrier, they latched on like an octopus and dragged that guy to the ground. And if the Redskins defense can continue to do just that, then they'll improve.
So I want to ask you, Trevor. So I was at the Packers-Redskins game last year when they lost postseason. The Packers are 3-1 right now. Who's better? What would happen in a rematch?
You know, I think the Redskins would do actually better than they did last year. Last year was kind of their first experience in a big game like that for a lot of these players. Remember that in the Redskins' winning streak at the end of the season, they didn't beat a team that finished with a winning record. Then all of a sudden they played a real live team in the Packers. Well, I think this year the game against the Ravens gave the Redskins a whole lot of confidence that they could actually beat one of the better teams in the league. So I don't know that they're ready to beat the Packers yet, but I think that just the experience will make them better.
All right, couple things. The run back by Jamison Crowder, that was a thing of beauty.
Oh, it was a 85-yard punt return. The first punt return since Santana Moss for a touchdown since Santana Moss did it like in 2008, something like that. So it's been a while. And the Redskins special teams have been an object of derision and even ridicule. They, with the exception of the kickers, the punter and the kicker have been phenomenal. But the coverage units and the return units have been largely inept. And so the fact that they broke out and got this touchdown, let's hope that that's a sign of things to come. Either way, that was a big surprise. I watched that happen on TV, and I thought, where's the flag? The Redskins aren't supposed to do this. But then they did it. So they used to invent, and they have invented, new ways to lose games all the time.
All right, I got
now
one.
They're inventing new ways to win them.
I got one other one for you, and that was what happened at halftime. Because going in, it was 10-6.
Yep.
And then at halftime, they came out, and in the third quarter, the Redskins scored 10 points, and they held the Ravens to no score at all in the second half.
Yeah, they did. They shut them down. They shut them down. And what happened is the Redskins figured out exactly the weakness of the Ravens and where those weaknesses were. One of them was an injury on their offensive line. Their first-round draft choice at left tackle, Ronnie Stanley, missed another game to injury. And so the Redskins put Ryan Kerrigan from the offensive right side over to the left side. You saw big number 91 over there. And he just collapsed that side of the pocket. And so Joe Flacco was bothered all second half into making throws that he didn't want to make. That was a big part of it. The Redskins also got into a rhythm with their short passing game, and really that really helped. I mean, Kirk Cousins threw one interception that kind of is a pattern now. The way it happened, he needs to fix this because defenses are starting to figure out how to take advantage of him a little bit. But overall, Cousins got into a rhythm as well, and he actually had a better passing day, with the exception of that interception, than Joe Flacco did.
All right, very quickly, because our time is running out, the next game is with the Eagles. We're no longer in the bottom of the NFC East. How do you think that one's looking?
Yeah, well, you say we're no longer at the bottom of the SEC East. Yay, celebration. The Eagles actually started the season undefeated, and then they went out and lost at Detroit by 1 point. And basically it happened because the Eagles had no turnovers coming into this game. No turnovers until 3 minutes to go in the game against the Lions. And they had two turnovers on their last two drives in the last 3 minutes of the game. And so ultimately the Eagles have one of the best defenses in the league. And then Carson Wentz, not just one of the best young quarterbacks, but one of the best quarterbacks performing in the league right now, even though he's a rookie. And so the Eagles went from kind of a laughingstock last year to a very dangerous opponent.
Right.
And the Redskins have an opportunity now to put a crimp in them to get them at home in their first matchup.
We got
to
leave it right there. Trevor Maddich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Aaron.